The alleged murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis last month appears to have struck a nerve in Vermont. Over the weekend, protests against police violence and racism drew large crowds in cities and towns across the state. Racial justice leaders say it's time for this predominantly white state to acknowledge the racism happening inside its own borders, and they're calling on white Vermonters to examine their roles in the inequality they're protesting against. VPR's Nina Keck and Peter Hirschfeld have more.
The line of protesters marching the streets of downtown Montpelier on Sunday afternoon stretched for close to a mile. City officials estimate 5,000 people turned out for the event. That makes it the largest demonstration in Vermont since prosecutors in Minneapolis charged a police officer with the murder of George Floyd. But before this mostly white crowd of protesters took to the streets to chant, organizer Noelle Ribey Williams wanted them to listen.
So at this time, I would like to invite any black person who wants to be heard. They can take the mic and express what they want to express.
Jessica Laporte, who grew up in Stowe, hadn't planned to talk on Sunday, but she decided to use the opportunity to ask the crowd to participate in an exercise.
We all know that George Floyd died on his stomach. And for anyone in this crowd who is able-bodied and white, I invite you to take that posture. Please lay down on your stomachs.
Laporte said people of color could remain standing.
Because we have all, in this week, in this month, in our lives, imagine what it would be like to be killed by the police or by white supremacists while we're trying to go for a jog.
Laporte says it's time for white people to try imagining it too.
I bet it's uncomfortable to be in these postures. I kind of hope some of you are in a puddle because police officers do not stop to make sure things are nice when they are kneeling on black men's necks.
For Trevon Groves, the sudden surge in activism among white Vermonters means little so far.
I don't want people who are here for the clout because it's the cool thing to do. Because on May 24th, before George Floyd was killed, were you guys ready to stand up and protest for us then?
And Grove says dismantling racism in Vermont, which is 94% white, will require white people to acknowledge all the ways they help perpetuate it.
Because think about this. Every day, me and my brothers and sisters, we wake up and fight this battle every single day. We deal with this every day.
Amid all the honking and chanting in Rutland, Lysenia Laka of Ira stood quietly and held a sign over her head. It read, "Why does my beautiful skin scare you?" Not far away, Katie Feeney, a recent Castleton University graduate, wore a T-shirt with the words, "My life matters," across the front.
I think people need to understand that there is racism here in Vermont, unfortunately. I had a woman the other day tell me that my life didn't matter. It's still here, and we've got to join the fight to end racism all over the world.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Feeney was among more than 500 people who gathered in Rutland's Main Street Park. Rutland resident Greg Zulo smiled as he looked out at the crowd. He told me it was the most color he'd ever seen in the park.
I am actually really glad that we have people of all different walks of life coming together for such an awesome cause, because it really does make a difference, and we need allies. We need especially white people to help us. Otherwise, it's going to be really tough. It's like fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah. Zulo knows something about uphill battles. In 2014, he was pulled over by a state trooper in Wallingford for allegedly having snow covering the registration sticker on his license plate. The trooper claimed that a faint odor of marijuana permitted him to impound Zulo's car, and the then 21-year-old was left on the side of the road. Zulo was never charged with a crime, but had to walk 8 miles to retrieve his car and pay a $150 fine. Zulo sued, and in a landmark case over alleged racial profiling, the state Supreme Court ruled that police can be liable for discriminatory searches and seizures. At Sunday's protest in Rutland, Hassan Kay, who was standing next to Zulo, nodded.
I've seen my fair share of injustice and racial profiling, and it sucks because, like, being white, you can grow your hair, however you want. But being black, if your hair is not short and it's not clean cut, you look either like a drug dealer or a gangster.
Kay and several other protesters of color I spoke to in Rutland talked about how tired they feel and how sad. Enough's enough, they told me, like Christopher Woods.
It's literally exhausting because we're having a conversation about diversity, and all of the non-white people in the room are expected to, once again, after living through whatever, explain it to people, and then once you seem to get it, or maybe get it, or don't even get it, we're supposed to congratulate you for feeling bad or for feeling guilty and give you a hug and a sucker, and then go home and deal with the fact that I've just had to relive how many traumas to explain to you what it feels like. It is exhausting.
I'm never going to feel what they've felt. So I'm just trying to show support the only way I can, which is by showing up and trying to help create change.
Jonah Wheeler was one of about 200 people who turned out for a Black Lives Matter protest outside the Newport City Police Department on Sunday. Wheeler, like virtually everyone else in the crowd, is white. He says he's not sure he'll ever understand how Christopher Wood feels, but he says he's trying.
Right now I'm still in the phase of this of trying to educate myself, because this is an issue that for a long time I was numb to and I didn't pay attention to.
Wheeler says he knows that holding a sign at a protest is not going to solve the problem.
As of yet, I don't know all the ways that I can help. I haven't figured that out, but I'm trying my best to learn.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And I'm Nina Keck.